last effing segment of the year, bitches.
That's right, bitches.
That's right, bitches.
The last segment, yo.
If anybody's recording this, I suggest you play it at the gas station.
Loud.
Last segment of the fucking year. We got through another year of this horseshit.
You forgot now we're not in a terrestrial anymore. It's like your last fucking segment.
Yeah, I wasn't classy about it.
Now go make me a sandwich, bitch.
Yeah, but if you do it once, I'm going to expect you to keep on doing it.
That's right.
See, I'd be a lot happier with these housekeepers if they would make a fucking sandwich.
You know what? They should probably do that because it would put you in a better mood.
It would put me in a better mood.
Yeah.
Women presenting food always puts me in a better mood.
Yes.
I think that always
works. Treats.
Because what?
It's delicious treats.
Sure.
When there's a banged up car in the park in the driveway, oh yeah, I'm going to be cooking dinner fast.
Mm. All right, before we do our before we do our scam busters with Ann Jackson, as soon as I find that, which I will find shortly, present it to the audience. The name Neil, begging to get your ass kicked or you can be cool with it. Discuss.
I'm not taking a side on this.
No.
Well, if your husband's name.
I don't think that means that you're getting beaten, begging to be beaten.
Yes, there are certain names.
Joe is not
a beating name. Joseph, there's a chance.
Here's the variables. Joe is always a friendly name. Joseph is used when
funny?
I know.
Funny? Yeah, I don't feel that way when you present yourself.
You can't say funny.
No, but I'm
friendly.
It's a friendly name.
But when he's around, I don't feel warm.
Joseph, when you hear Joseph, you're in trouble.
Yes.
You're in trouble.
But I think that's if somebody's calling you that. But I'm saying, like, the name.
If you call yourself.
But
that.
It's like if somebody's yelling at me, well, Joseph, and you know, you're in trouble. Now, Joey is a name. There's only two people that I've ever allowed to call Joey: my nephew Todd,
mm-hmm.
and one of my old bosses. And that's the only people that ever called me that, and I've ever allowed it. But Joey, I'm not thrilled with the name. But only two people are allowed
Neil
to call me that.
Begs to get your ass.
I don't think it does. So. I think Neil is one syllable Neil, and
But already you're in a prone position if you do what the name says.
No,
it's just not a power name.
Yeah, but it doesn't include Bob.
I think it's a power name.
It's not a power name. Yeah. It's not a power name.
I think it's solid.
I think you got to man up that much more if your name is Neil.
No, I don't think so.
I think so.
Oh. Yeah, I don't feel that way about it.
Well,
no.
Of course you don't.
Yeah,
you're biased.
I don't.
You're biased.
Maybe.
You're biased.
If you have a name like Duncan.
Pip is a whore. Pip is a whore's name. You're not getting any rocket scientist named Pip.
Yeah, but where did this come from
with this guy?
My brain, where all this show comes
and
from.
And Davin? What kind of
name
is Davin?
You don't know what to make of a Davin. You don't know what to make of a Davin. It could go any way.
It's a misspelling is what you think it is.
Yeah.
I know this guy.
Comes from bad stock. They can't spell.
And there's a funeral home in Patchogue called Davin's Funeral Home. As a matter of fact, it's on our website. I posted it.
Is that where your jokes go to die?
Yeah, that's where I put it. Davin's funeral home.
Box. But I mean, Pip,
after the show when we get a speaking to.
You hear the name Pip, you think of fun.
Yeah.
Maybe whorish, but you're not thinking serious. There's no serious
no,
Pips.
No, well, it's supposed to be lighthearted because, I mean, you're
because you made
be
it up.
Comedy,
I understand, but other people go by.
Let me ask you a question.
No, there's no time for that.
Stop it. When you get intro to go on stage and you give, like, the MC your credits or your name.
I make sure you're not around to fuck it up.
No. Well, you're just mad because the one time
we know this story. This is what I'm alluding to. We know your one moment of glory.
All right, but do you always have a problem with them pronouncing it or whatever?
No, because they ask a couple times.
Because when they go, well, you cry. I go, I'm co-host on Davin's Den. You know, all right, ladies and gentlemen, your next act is on the show, Davin's.
You got to go over it with them.
You have to say it a couple times.
People are not bright. All right,
they're not.
They're not. All
right. Speaking of not bright.
Yes, there's the segue. That a girl, Pip.
Right.
You fun vixen whore, you. Yeah. All right.
He calls him like he sees him.
Yeah.
Not completely. I've been nice to Jeff. He's right here in front of me. All right.
And he calls me the prick.
I know.
Yes.
You're as warm as cuddly and cuddly as a cactus.
You peaked with Boyle. You had your good one and then...
They didn't get to hear that one, though.
Well, that was the B-side. I was just workshopping everything before the end of the year.
Funny.
Trying to get all the insults out.
I have to share this with the audience, though. Davin was being Davin, and Joe looks at me and
says...
Joe,
fuck you, Joe.
Joe looks at me and goes, isn't he a boil? We have the most fun off the air.
Now, audience, get ready to hear that from Joe for the next 5 years.
I loved it.
Of course you did. Because it makes you think of things on your ass.
It made me comfortable. Or in my discomfort.
Yes. All right. Ugh. I'm going to play the music. You're going to describe the categories. And we're going to do some Ann Jackson.
And that's how it works.
And that's how it works, Joe.
We're going totally traditional this time.
Jesus.
It's a traditional Xmas, Hanukkah, Festivus, Christmas.
Yeah. It is. Because our first category is, of course, Mr. Davin. Our second category is Fucking Liar. Our third category is Fuck You. Mr. Davin, Fucking Liar,
who you gonna
and
call?
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
All right, I'm going to go with five Mr. Davins.
Okay.
I'm going to go with six fucking liars.
Okay.
And four fuckers.
All right, nice.
Thank you.
Okay, Lisa says that she's going with four Mr. Davins, no fucking liar, and a one fuck you. Joe's girl says that she's going with four Mr. Davins, two fucking liars, and two fuck yous. And I'm going to say seven Mr. Davins.
Wow.
Jesus.
Yeah, I'm expecting
none of those were in the game.
I'm going to say three fucking liar and three fuck you.
Oh, who you going to call?
When we last left off, Anne was explaining Jayanthi Marum. We had not known about the origin of that before. She's been very derogatory, called her a scammer.
Yeah.
This had to do with the Jimmy Jones,
right.
Her buddy who started all this, but he disappeared. He didn't make the flight. Turns out he was murdered.
As
a lot of scams start out. But so she's explaining. She's explaining her situation with Jayanthi Marum. All right, so he has 500,000. So Jimmy Jones, her friend, has 500,000 pounds, and he left the money to me. She asked me, this is Jayanthi Marum, to be the beneficiary and open up an account in Malaysia. Of course, this is the best way, Madam Barrister told me, and she told me that the money is mine. Uh-huh. So he died. He's leaving all this money to her.
What a guy.
That's a sport.
Yeah, right. Like, that's going to happen.
Could happen. I'm leaving that to Joe.
Yes.
Just talk to the barrister, Joe. It's all there waiting for you. I never saw the money. I lost contact with Jimmy Jones. I tried to call, but never reply, and contacted Crime Library, British Embassy in Singapore.
Crime Library?
I don't know. It's where McGruff the Crime Dog was born.
Yeah,
from
Crime
Library.
I don't think I want to go and get mugged between the stacks. I mean, it sounds like a bad place.
Get paper cuts. To check if Mr. Jimmy Jones is British man, and he is still in Singapore. This is March 25th. P.S. Madam Barrister phone, and she gives the phone number of Madam Barrister. The problems happened to me. I have no idea where Mr. Jimmy Jones is now. The fucking imagination, stupid. I did what Mr. Barrister instructed me about the money to open an account in Malaysia. Madam Barrister always asked me to pay for the tax and the money till I am broke. Then that's what happens with scams.
Yeah.
They wait until you're broke, and then they do a little bit more.
Yeah.
Just to make sure.
So squeeze another dropout.
Yes. After opening account, number one, they asked me to pay for the tax. Two, report the source of fund, instructed by Madam Barrister. Three, the problem occurred. The bank introduced the bank lawyer to me. They're adding characters.
Yes.
Mr. Barrister. And we signed the contract, dated April 1st. Coincidentally enough, April Fool's Day. I like scammers with a sense of humor.
Yeah, right. Oh,
I wonder if that was intentional or that just happened to be the way it happened.
I wonder.
I like to think they have a sense of humor.
I do, too.
It humanizes these pricks. He told me he could procure me by making documents. Four, the BNM denied the British, I don't know what the fuck that is, the bowel movement, denied the documents that Mr. Barrister made and asked me to pay for a refundable deposit, 10% of funds. So now she's got to pay 10% of $500,000.
That's great.
Hey, this is business.
Yeah.
During the process, the bank lawyer went to court on behalf of me, according to what they said. I like this how they're just showing up to court and she's not really aware, but she's taking their word for it.
Yeah, right. And of course,
sounds
she's
like they're closing
be...
on my house.
Same results.
Yeah. Mm.
I paid a lot and never met Mr. Barrister at all. He said that I will rise problems if I don't pay the money.
Okay.
Why?
Problems are going to happen if she doesn't pay.
She will arise problems.
Arise problems. Madam Barrister asked me to pay for the refundable deposit too. If I don't pay for it, I will have trouble, and she can defend herself and hurt me. I guess they're introducing physical violence here again.
Well, no, I don't think that it hurt me. I mean, you know, they're talking about lawyers beating her up.
Maybe. I am in danger now, according to both of the two people saying that I will rise problems if I don't pay the money.
Oh.
And this is just the beginning of this shit.
Yeah.
This is before Miller and Parker Green. So she's already ass over tea kettle.
Yeah, she is.
But she doesn't realize it yet.
No. She doesn't know how far deep in she is already.
No. She's got no idea what awaits her around the corner. The real points. Well, this should be good.
Oh, good.
Number one, I have never met Mr. Jimmy Jones, and I lost contact with him. I don't know where he is. Number two, I don't see the money, but Madam Barrister told me this money is mine and asked me to accept it. Why the fuck not?
Really?
Yeah, really? Okay.
Sure, I'll take the free money from a guy
I've
never met.
Please take the free money.
Joe, I've got some money for you.
Okay.
Number three.
Things I've never heard.
Number three, I've got lots of problems if I don't pay much more money and the fund will be unclaimed and they will put me in jail. They're going to put her in jail for unclaimed funds. It makes no sense.
That makes no sense. No.
Number four, the fund of the source is contract payment. This is also instructed by Madam Barrister.
Huh.
Why the fuck wouldn't you hire your own lawyer?
Yeah, really.
Number five, I asked for help from the bank lawyer, and he told me his documents can procure me, but not.
I can procure me?
I don't even know what the fuck that means.
I don't know
means.
What that's supposed to mean.
No, I have no idea. Number six, Mr. Barrister did not show me the documents he made. He reported me to pay for the money.
So, yeah, because you have attorneys that are going to threaten you, and they're not going to show you the documents that they made for you. Okay.
Yes. So then she gives me Janthi Marum's email address. It's a Yahoo account and phone number. Custom Officer Dwi Noviana. And we got information on them. And Bank Lawyer Asim Haque. Got a phone number.
Irishman.
And a fax number. Maybank Manager Ike Panza Jr.
What?
Or as he likes to be emailed, johnson.terry@ymail.com. I don't know why. Like, red flag should be going off.
Don't even care. They know she's so stupid, they don't even care.
Not even trying to, like, come
no,
up
she's
with...
She's upset. Thai woman, FBI woman, Simio Satinto.
Simio Satinto.
That email address is piriapadia@ymail.com. Mm. We should have a fucking spelling bee.
Yeah, really. I would fail.
That'd be a fun bit.
It would be.
E-O-N Bank, Bandar Sri Aman. And that email address is f.o@eonbankgroup.com.
Okay.
I don't know what the Eon Bank is, but that's where check. And there's phone numbers here. And Ah Chambers. A-H Chambers.
Ah Chambers.
At inquiries@ahchambers.com.
Yeah, who the hell is Ah Chambers?
You know.
That's my inquiry.
That's my inquiry. Who the hell are you? That's funny.
Dear sir, Mr. Dwi Noviana has address block and gives me the address in Singapore and the cell phone number. Again, I'm not calling these people.
No, come on.
Because I'm not motivated.
No, but I mean, we're going to call Singapore now.
I've called Africa.
I know. But
multiple times.
Yes.
I'm just not invested in this horseshit.
No.
I got to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I don't have the time for this.
No.
Number one, about people from Singapore and Malaysia who tried to kill Jimmy. Maybe they killed Jimmy. She's not sure. Mm. Madam Barrister phone number. In May, she changed the phone number to a different phone number. She worked with the fake bank manager at AEON Bank, which they make fake website to me and scam me. Okay.
Okay.
Silent lucidity. She wants Jimmy's money, and then she tried to kill her in the hospital. She did not let me contact with Jimmy. Barrister Asim Haq and company, so-called AEON Bank manager. And he gives the suite. And I didn't check the addresses because I should have, but I didn't. Because there's just so much information coming at me.
Oh, there's so many people.
They tried to kill Jimmy. And they probably killed Jimmy. That so-called FBI woman told me that they plan to get the money from the bank. Now it's time for Damn It All Red.
Damn It All Red.
That address is fake because the area code is not Sarawak. My friend told me. Back to regular colors.
Oh, okay.
According to that so-called FBI woman saying that so-called lawyer, so-called would have been the way to go tonight, by the way.
Yeah. I know, but I don't. But so-called somebody, I wouldn't have said so-called lawyer.
You could just say so-called.
Yeah, I could have.
Singapore woman is in FBI custody. This is about so-called FBI from Thailand. Number two. Last Tuesday, date September 27th, in my cell phone, I got the phone call without number display, which might be from so-called FBI woman or not. She called me many times. I did not pick up her phones. Oh, you should pick up yours.
Yeah, I really? Know.
Number three, on October 1st, that so-called Maybank manager sent mail to my Yahoo Messenger. How can he get my address? I told nobody. So it must be so-called FBI woman who's a criminal hacker. I reported it to you. Can't just be regular good old-fashioned spam.
No, it couldn't.
No, can't be that. Unrealistic. Johnson.Terry at Ymail, Maybank manager mail. His name is Ike Panza Jr. And she gives me all that information. This FBI, she called her FBI woman. Her address is Itonam, Papunam, Bangkok, Thailand. That's where I do all my business.
Absolutely.
I hope that my info was helpful. This is all. And then...
this is all. It was more than enough.
So then there's subject, so-called AEO and bank. And then she mails it to EFCC activist Harrison, a skilled propaganda Yahoo.
Then it went to EIEIO.
I was thinking that before.
So she's giving this information to other scammers now.
Okay.
Dear sir, this group knows Jimmy and they tried to kill him. So-called Eon Bank info, and then she gives all that information. That fake bank lawyer mail, Chambers. Then so-called lawyer in Singapore, and this is Janthi Marum. They called me by this phone before, so she's giving this to other scammers, letting them know.
Oh, that's so great.
Keeping the scammers in the loop. Then we have a subject here. This is an email to me. This is a subject. This is what I sent to assholes Brown, Cotton, and Eric Gore.
It must be fun when you're like getting these in the email. This is why such assholes.
It's always joyful dealing with that. I look forward to it.
Of course.
Mr. David!
Oh no.
My friend Jimmy Jones got killed by scammers who are Pedro and Janthi Marum. These are the real scammers list. I did send it to UK, EFCC, FBI, and Interpol. Of course, my local police. Here is the report. The real scammers. Dwayne Oviana, Young Ling Yilu, Loy Tan. Which you don't want to get a lot of sodium with. Sakuntula Sanasi, Rabalu, Simon Jalam.
Yes, the gang.
Fu Yingfa. Love that band.
Oh, Fu Yingfa. That's a cool name for a band.
It's a cool name for a character in the Star Wars Cantina.
Get Johnny on the phone. We're going to be called Fu Yingfa.
Alan Stevens.
Oh, he fits right in.
Tahiru Abdallahi.
Alan Stevens.
Samoa Satinto.
Oh my goodness.
These are so good for Star Wars. I
they really are.
They really, Disney got to get on the horn.
They lost out. She could be a writer.
They lost Carrie Fisher, but they're getting a whole fucking new room.
Getting
of
them Alan Stevens.
Yeah, Alan. Nobody wants Alan Stevens. He stinks. Fucking generic white guy is angry. Nobody wants him. The report. We know each other on Batto. It sounds like a Star Wars planet.
Yeah.
We know each other on Batto because he has interest in our products, but we have never met. Mr. Jimmy Jones would like to do business with us because he is highly interested in our products of Merry Tents and Bags.
Is that what the original...
Merry Tents and Bags?
Yes. This is what the original business opportunity was.
Merry Tents and Bags.
Merry
Joe,
tents.
Is your bag merry?
No.
No, I'm sorry. Your bag is low and saggy and angry.
You didn't ask about my tent.
I'm not interested in your tent. Pup tent.
Unless it's very merry.
Merry.
It's not. His phone number, we get the phone number. We arranged a meeting with my bosses, booking the plane tickets and arranging to meet each other in Taiwan. Mr. Jimmy Jones was in Singapore, and I got a private message from Mr. Dwi Noviana saying to pay the cash and he can release my friend. I guess Jimmy got caught.
He could release the friend?
Yes.
A manual release or just out of jail? What is he talking about?
I don't know. Probably from somewhere.
Okay.
Probably not the testicular variety of relief.
Oh, that's too bad.
Although you never can tell with Merry Tents. He did not come to Taiwan, and we never met because he's not real.
Oh, Lisa says that Badu is a dating site with lots of scammers.
Oh. Thank you, Lisa.
Mm. Yeah.
So this is interesting. So remember, she says she's not looking for love.
But yet she's been on
these
sites.
She met Jimmy Jones on... Oh. That was an important piece.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank God our fans know the dating sites.
Well, I mean, she's been doing some investigative reporting for us.
Yeah, she's got a bunch of tidbits up there.
And they're terrific.
I'm sure they are. They're spectacular.
Yes.
Yes, they are. And they're real.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. So he did not come to Taiwan, and we never met. I have never met Mr. Jimmy Jones in person. Everyone said it's fraud because my friends checked the matter with British Embassy and Airport, and no one could find him.
Her friends did that.
Jimmy Jones. Yeah. Jimmy Jones. It's scammer Marco Polo. Yeah. He contacted me using Mr. Dwee Noviana's phone because it's the same fucking guy.
Right.
His phone number is, gives the phone number. I reported to my bosses that Mr. Jimmy Jones does exist, but no one believes me.
Why do you suppose? I know. The pain. Yes.
I paid $3,000 and then $3,000. Mr. Jimmy Jones told me that the officers released him, but he did. He did not go back to UK. He wanted to prove that he is Jimmy Jones in front of my bosses. He told me this, and then he stayed at Singapore Airport because he wanted to take money back. Finally, the lawyer, Madam Barrister Janthi Maram, helped get out of Singapore Airport, according to Mr. Jimmy Jones, the last contact from his phone.
Let me just ask you this for one quick second. Does she think that this person's name is Madam Barrister?
No, she's being respectful.
Oh, okay.
Like I'm Mr. Davin.
Right.
Madam Barrister. Sounds like an English play.
Yes.
Like a whodunit.
Well, it's a lawyer. That's what a lawyer is. Yeah. And a madam is one who deals with whores.
Mm. Yeah.
Who is?
Madam Barrister. She's got a side gig. That's all. She sent Mr. Jimmy Jones to the hospital and took care of him. Then I could not contact with Mr. Jimmy Jones. Then the person who often contacts me is Madam Barrister. And then she told me that Mr. Jimmy Jones has £500,000 and he left the money to me. She asked me to be the beneficiary, open an account in Malaysia, because this is the best way, Madam Barrister told me. And she said that this money is mine. We're really seeing how this has developed.
Yeah, but I'm kind of annoyed that she's thinking that this guy died and he would leave his money to her. Like, why? Why?
Because they're pals. They met on Bado.
Yeah, I know. But why would you even believe stuff like
this?
She
sent snatch pics.
And that's worth a ton of dough. Let
me tell
you. It
certainly is.
They must have been great.
You know, if more people would send me snatch pics, I would leave them money.
As long as you're not in South Carolina.
I've yet to see Dollar One.
Yes. But I can't.
Joe's eyeballs widened.
I like the fact that it's only worth a dollar to her. Told you, Pip's a whore. I rest my case. Madam Barrister. I never saw the money, and I lost contact with Jimmy Jones. I tried to call, but never replied. And I contacted Crime Library, British Embassy in Singapore, to check Mr. Jimmy Jones's British man, and he's still in Singapore. Madison Barrister's phone number gives that. The problem happened to me. I have no idea where Mr. Jimmy Jones is now. I did what Mr. Barrister instructed me about the money to open an account in Malaysia. Madam Barrister always asked me to pay for the tax and money till I am broke.
Yes, the idea.
Yes. So that's a lot of this. That's what a lot of this is. So I'm just going through this. Some of it's repeat.
Okay.
All right. Mr. Davin!
Oh, two.
This is why I must expose Brown Cotton.
Okay.
She tells somebody from the bank before that the group tried to kill Jimmy Jones and they know him.
Okay, well, she goes back and forth throughout this whole thing. Yes. She doesn't know where he is. They tried to kill him. He's dead.
Yeah.
All over the place.
Could be in the airport, could be in the hospital.
You don't know.
He's an elusive one, the Jimmy Jones.
Most certainly is.
Lisa says he's looking for the missing plane.
Yes.
Funny.
Good one, Lisa. Mr. Davin. This is number two. This is why I must expose Brown Cotton. He is shameful. You can see how wicked he is. Of course, James Harrison Miller, Parker Desmond Green, and his daughter Jennifer Green. If you have the ability, please post it in the papers in New York. Thanks.
Can you just see like that spinning paper they have in the old
in the old movies? Yeah.
It wasn't a fucking federal case getting the Avalo shit with them done.
That's
really
funny. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we could post it in the ads. You know. Like. Yeah.
They are
fucking liars.
Fucking assholes.
Fucking criminals.
Ah!
Who are the same as Pedro and Janthi. This is fucking lies from Brown Cotton. This so-called Brown Cotton never returns the money to me, and he is a man full of lies. He is a real scammer. Same as Pedro, because he is hiding. He told me he arrested Pedro Simpson. I don't think he is Pedro. By the way, you and Melvin Santos is also a fucking scammer. He said the funds is in Hong Leong. Ha ha ha! Fucking criminals. Attention, Mrs. Ann Jackson. We have not responded to your mail since over 120 days now. It is due to the investigation that we are taking to protect you and your funds. Your funds are well intact. Your funds are in Malaysia, which was moved to Hong Leong Bank. Your response is highly needed, so you can send your account details for your funds to be transferred into your bank account in Japan. Snacks, Dr. Santos.
What was that?
Thanax. Spell check.
Thanax. I always get disturbed when I hear something is highly needed because it's not something an English-speaking person would ever say.
No, and of course he's doing this from his email address at ungdaidgs@secretary.net. That's how you know he's a real secretary.
Of course. Secretary.net. I didn't know there was such a thing.
So then she sends this to
letter.
She sends this to the Brown Cotton and the Interpol and everybody and Parker Green. A big liar! This is all like fucking bigger print.
I guess.
A big liar! I want all my money, which is paid for this. This scam is from fake FBI again. I will report to real authorities.
If you know who they are.
Sure.
Yeah.
Then she goes, they refuse. I can't send any money. I can only come to Japan and stamp is paid for. Oh, this is from Brown to her. They refuse. I can't send any money. I can only come to Japan. Stamp is paid for. I don't fucking know. Then this is from Anne to Brown Cotton. This is going to be a love letter.
Uh-oh.
All of you are mafias. And I paid a lot, but I do not get any money and only debts. I cannot believe all of this. But yeah, you do.
Oh, that's great.
You lie to me too much in saying you are coming to Japan after getting 3 certificates, but it is a lie. Then after paying tax, you can fly to Japan, but not. After paying tax, I need to pay for the money for insurance, but still there. I am the most stupid woman paying so much money, but only scam my company money to pay lots of things without any money back. You know what? I could have used a fucking comma.
Yeah. I know, but we could isolate that, and that would, like, totally sum up the entire bit.
I am the most stupid woman?
Yes.
You really kill my life. FBI kill my life. Then Brown responds to her. I will ask the immigration office to give me the money back. I don't know if they will agree because they already printed the stamp out. Sure, the money always goes back from...
they printed a stamp, so you can't have your money back.
So she responds to him, take the legal action against me because I have many enemies. I do not care for one more. Please return the money to me. Who should pay? Why me? All of this is stupid scam. I wake up and people are truth because this is scam. Please return the money to me. I will commit suicide. And I'm not joking.
Wow.
I do suffer a lot for all of this scam. Please return the money to me. He responds. Oh, no, wait. No. Oh, so I guess I don't know who the fuck is writing this. You figure it out. Fucking horse shit. Well, I mean, listen to the sentence structure. How much am I supposed to put up with?
You can't always figure out who's talking.
I can't, and I won't.
And I won't.
Imagine if he got captured by ISIS and had to read the statement. You Americans, I can't read. I don't get. Blow my head off. I'm not reading this shit.
I can use comment.
So you played
here.
Out the scene.
Yeah.
My last fucking message would be a text. Even fucking ISIS, I gotta tell what to do. They suck at beheadings. I guess they give me the fucking sword, you assholes. I'll do it myself.
You would be critiquing the note that they have you read, though.
I would fucking be critiquing orange jumpers. Really? So 2014 of you. Really? Yeah, I would be very unpleasant.
You make your last couple of moments of life hell for them.
Yeah, then we got to get a transfer. It's like, look, we're working on getting... Just take them. Get them the fuck out of here. Just take them.
Listen, Baba Ganoush, who the fucking types this shit? Yeah.
Have you heard of a comma at all?
Little punctuation. Yeah. Little respect for the English language. Not the culture, the language.
Don't capitalize everything that you fucking see. I mean, just the beginnings of the sentences and
this is why
nouns.
Obama didn't take you seriously. Look how this is written. It's written like fucking JV grammar.
Give me a red pen.
Not a red line.
No.
Nor that. Do you want to kill myself and pay you? Like, how am I supposed to make heads or tail of that?
Do you want to what?
Do you want to kill myself and pay you?
I no idea.
I
do you want to kill myself and pay you? No idea.
Exactly. This is my world. I will do that and show you the photo. I am not joking. I have the. I guess this is Anne. I have the money and I.
Who else could it be?
Yeah.
Could be a fucking scammer. I have no money. I told you last night. I hate all of this. Please return the money. There is no gold bars. This is a pure scam, and you really send my life to jail. Thanks.
You sent my life to jail. 20 years life. We mean 20 to life. No, 20 years life.
Well, Brown writes back to Anne.
Oh.
Anne, listen, let me tell you. And that's a period there.
Let me tell you.
There's not a fucking period there. Motherfucker, I can't stand this shit. I get, this is part of my sickness.
I know. You let this bother you.
This fucking, if I have to read this shit, can't somebody spell check? Little grammar. There's a fucking paperclip there. Use him. Yeah, he's there to help.
But see, the thing is, comedy is all about timing, and the punctuation determines the timing, and it's all wrong. So it's like, let me tell you.
Oh, comedically,
oh,
it's gold.
Oh, okay. Now you want me to say, tell you?
No, comedically, this is gold.
Yeah.
But as somebody who likes to speak fairly decently with the English language, this is killing me.
I know.
And you're worse than I am with this shit.
Oh, I am. It
bugs
me.
And your little fucking minions of friends are even worse than that.
Oh, well, I didn't like, friend. Set them loose like
your
this.
Little minions.
Some of them like to spell check and change words on my Facebook posts. And I'm just like, I said, Pip, I can't take this much more.
Yeah, but they're not like my flying monkeys and I set them loose. It's just they can't help themselves.
If it was somebody like Joe, I would stick my fucking fangs into them. But I don't want to hurt delicate snowflakes because they'll melt.
Yeah, well, there's pretty much one in particular.
Yes. But I get it.
Yeah, okay.
I just don't do it on social media.
I know.
Although I will say, when somebody has a bunch of misspellings in social media, I will say part of me goes, I can't take you seriously.
I know.
But I don't post it.
Yeah.
Right. No, yeah. I think it, though.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Listen, let me tell you. I am a man of my words. I have helped you a lot, and I can see that you never appreciate all that I have ever been doing for you. You also insulted me and called me a liar. There is nothing to pay again after the $300. You just insult me, which I will not take from you.
Oh, he will. And much more.
Yeah.
This is business. You'll take it and you'll like it.
Yeah.
I have paid for the stamp, which is left, $300. I do not have it. I have helped you a lot, but all I get from you is insult. Beware how you insult me, or I will take legal actions against you. Really, Donald? Really? You're going to fucking sue for an insult?
I know.
I can only proceed when I get the rest of the $300 to get the full stamp. Thanks, Brown.
Wait a second. What a liar, because you said, oh, I can't get the money back because they already made the stamp. And then I was going, if I don't get more, they're not going to do the stamp.
Yeah.
And she listens to this.
All right, now she fires off an email to Brown Cotton.
Uh-oh.
Her soldier and Green Parker. And the subject of that is, can you return the money to me? And the answer will be no. But I will read it anyway.
Okay.
You will see what is going on to me because you lie to me, and you should return the money to me. You are a liar. This is really pure scam. I do hate all of you, and set my life into hell, and send me to jail. I cannot believe it is called FBI. If you are a real good man, please return the money to me. I do hate for what you have done to me, and I lose my job and honor here. Oh!
she lost her job?
And honor. Yes.
Lost her job.
I do hate all of you.
Mm.
No, that was me. That wasn't it.
Oh.
That criminal James Miller is?
A fucking liar.
Yeah, fucking asshole.
Fucking assholes.
Oh, he's a fucking asshole.
Fucking assholes too.
Ah, yes.
The sequel.
The sequel. Because there are so many unanswered questions.
No, Joe, it was a pure money grab. Please return all the money to me. This will be evidence, and do not drive me crazy, and you will see what will happen to me. Return the money to me.
do not drive me crazy.
It is real scam. James Miller also eats my money like this. All of you did this to me, and this is what I know. I have no money, and you scam me. My best student is a single parent's family.
What?
I can't. How much do I have to put up with?
And my best.
I feel like this is an assault. I'm taking this shit personal.
I know. It's like, you're taking the
not the fact that they scammed her.
No, the assault on the language. Yeah. That's what you're taking personally. No, I don't even know what she means sometimes, but I'm not the only one.
Not on this one.
No, no.
My best student is single parent's family. I think she's a single parent and has a family.
Yeah.
That's what we're getting.
Sure. Please return the money to me. And this is from Brown Cotton to her. I have already deposited the fees. If you cannot get it, then forget it. I don't think that's how it goes.
No,
I can't send any money. I hate ungrateful people. Brown.
Wow.
I will never contact you again. You've insulted me. You have insulted my personality.
Wow.
Yeah. It is a shame. James Harrison Miller told me his birthday is June 26, 1965. That is to say, he's 49. He's still using this photo in his profile. Ha ha ha! Shame, shame, shame.
It's like a comic that has the old headshot.
Yeah.
It is a shame that Parker Desmond Green was born in 1964. That is to say, he is 50, but he's still using this photo. I can say these people are fucking liars. Yes, because they're using fucking other people's pictures, you dope. I'll tell you what, though. They should get arrested. Fucking them assholes.
Fucking them assholes.
I don't know if that's the right pronoun there. I don't know.
Them thar assholes.
Fucking them thar assholes. Oh, Mr. Davin!
Oh, three.
And now we're going to sojourn into ball-busting blue.
Ooh.
These people, Brown Cotton, Eric Bohr, James H. Miller, Parker D. Green, and Melvin Santos, are also the scammers. They are heartless con artists. Come on, woman. You got my attention.
Yeah.
They inform me many times the funds will hit my account, but never. Here is the real point. They asked me to pay never-ending payment. They said they helped me and my friend James H. Miller. James H. Miller is a coward who used me scamming me lots of money. James H. Miller told me he paid the fees, and he also asked me to pay the fees for his gold bars. Why me? Because you're the perfect fucking mark. Parker Green threatened me to pay for the fees because he wants his daughter to stay with me. His daughter cheated on me.
Really? Oh.
Really?
On me, because she had many accidents.
and this is why
the funds will never be out. Then she started asking another fees. Food, transportation, surgery, fees, and textbook fees, and so on. Because she's a scammer.
Well, yeah, and she's milking her for what she can get, mummy.
Yes. Finally, she said she got the accent, and this is why she asked me to send the money to her again. And she knew I could not pay. The funds will never be out. This is typical scam. See what I said in their mails. Why don't you fucking get it? This is what she sends to Harris, to Miller and Parker Green. James, this is to Miller. But it's copied to Parker Green, too, because you want to keep the whole scamming family in the loop.
Of course.
I should get killed, and then funds can come out. I have no money.
Wonderful idea. Brilliant.
I've heard worse.
Yeah.
I've had worse. I have no money, and I already used my company's fees, and I borrowed so much money from friends and relatives. This is really sad.
Yeah, I know. This is bad.
How can I get fees? I really do not know what to do. You want me to kill myself. It is my fault, and I will not contact anyone. I am dead broke, and one good friend is staying hospital, and she lent me so much money for my case. This is fucking heartbreaking.
Yeah.
This is true.
Yeah, it's true.
I never speak out. I really do not know where to borrow money. I never tell you what happened to my friend because I try to return the money to them, but I have no way out. I should stop contacting anyone. And then this is from Brown Cotton to her. Hello, Anne. Thank you for your message. I want you to know that I'm doing all this because I do not want your funds to be left with the Hong Kong government. This is why I've stayed here before sent my money in hotel and also my time. I want you to do anything at all costs to send at least 1,000 euros latest tomorrow, because two Interpol men are coming today evening, and the rest will be here on Monday.
Wow.
Wow. So if you don't send $1,000, we're going to have Interpol come and get you?
I guess. I do not want to disappoint them. He's considerate.
I don't want to disappoint the guys coming to arrest you.
I don't want to disappoint them. Please. This is to have the plan to make sure that this, I guess they got to get the fund. Make sure that your funds leave Hong Kong to Japan next week into your bank account with no problems anymore. I hope you will understand my mail and try your responsible best to do as I have indicated. Good luck, Mr. Brown.
Wow.
And this is another email to Anne from Brown. I really do not blame you for what you said. Please, I am not a baby or a crazy man because I have done and have been doing my best to make sure that your funds are out and you can have your money. Now I am at the peak of getting funds out, and this is what you tell me. Is it my fault that you have to pay for the transfer of the funds? Yeah.
Yeah.
Please do not contact me again if this is how you want to fool around me.
Fool around me, okay.
I am a well-respected man in the society. Among scammers, I'm sure you are.
Yeah, I'm a big deal.
I'm a big effing deal.
Yeah.
I'm a well-respected man in the society. My job is very important to me, and my time, too. There's other people I can be scamming, damn it.
Yeah.
But you're the best. If you cannot pay the transfer fees, 890 euros, then forget about your funds, and I will ask the Interpol to return the states. Thank you, Brown. She responds, Dear Mr. Brown, is the bank going to do the funds transfer if I pay this money? God damn it.
Yeah, why is she still buying this?
He responds, I'm waiting. Send to Ghana. Gloria Gandhi Williams, I'm doing my best for you. Hello, Anne. There's a problem. Do what Mr. Wong did. The Hong Kong government has declined the wire transfer. Read mail Hines sent to me below. Mrs. Ann Jackson, there is a serious situation now here with your funds. The Interpol and IC3 are here, and they are also witness to what is going on. The Hong Kong government has detected that Mr. Wong did not follow right procedures, and he has since been arrested and took to the court by the Interpol.
Because that's the Wong way to do it.
Oh. He did. He did.
Your response was appropriate. Thought you'd get the easy, cheap laugh out of her, did you? Not that time.
That was pain.
Enjoy your barrel by yourself.
You thought you got the easy laugh.
People left you out there. They even gave you like the disgust, which was deserved.
I think the joke was funny.
That's the problem. Yeah. We know what you thought. The rest of us thought PU. The Interpol has also made sure. What? What are you laughing at now? Joe's laughing at shit from the first part of the show. The Interpol has also made sure that that his case is followed legally. Now, with what he has done, the bank cannot make the transfer by SWIFT to your bank in Japan. The funds will be brought to you by Mr. Brown Copper. Fucking oh. Copper Cotton. Who the fuck cares?
Yeah.
Why be a stickler?
Yeah.
They suck at this. They are so bad. I should be a fucking stammer.
You'd be much better at it. That's not something that we want you to ascribe to.
Fancy word. You will have to pay the charges of the certified documents that will enable him pass through the authorities in Japan and Hong Kong to get to your doorstep. Either Mr. Brown or one of the Interpol will bring the funds to you. The Hong Kong government has declared. You know what he means.
Yeah.
Declared that the funds should be taken out of Hong Kong before next week. The documents to convey the funds to you will be attained. Fuck bees. From the Ministry of Finance, and here it is, euros, 5,850 euros. Also note that no one can touch any of the money because the amount has been writing on the certificate of clearance. Send the fees to your agent so they can, with our bank lawyer, to get the official clearance. Yours sincerely, Mr. Hines. And there's 56 more of me.
Oh, God.
At least it was clever. All right, I got to laugh.
56 more.
There we go.
Oh.
No, no.
Yeah.
Oh,
no.
Yes, yes. Yes. Oh, God.
A little misdirection. A little tomato.
No, mistake if you ask me.
Nobody will, so we don't worry about it.
By the way, Lisa in the chat also said Mr. Wong is not right. So
He's not white?
Is not right.
Oh.
And I said, oh, God, not you too. She said, I couldn't help myself. And I said, neither could Joe.
I got mail from IC3 Mr. Brown via the man called Peter Hines. He asked me to pay 5,800 euros. I have no money, and I raise money for my friend who helps me a lot. Why is always mistake? Because they're scammers. And then this is from Eric Bohr to her. Interpol oh. Eric. Attention, Mrs. Ann Jackson. Your funds fees is not big amount. You need only 2,600 euros to clear your funds. Thanks, Mr.
You know
Eric.
What? I think that they have one of those wheels that they spin on the boardwalk, and it like the Wheel of Fortune, and it has various amounts of money on it, and they just spin it and say, throw a dart and say, that's how much we're going to ask for this letter. I mean, 'cause
could be.
The numbers just keep changing. They're all over the place. They don't keep it like the. If they kept a standard amount, maybe it would be more believable. But she's even buying it now. It's like 850 euros. Now it only has to be 2,600 euros. Now send this, send that, whatever.
Yeah, just keep on sending it.
Yeah, whatever it is.
Let's see. Hello, Anne. This is from Brown. I do think the Interpol has been tracing you since you started sending money. I cannot do anything, as they will take over the case from us. Right now, I am doing the arrest, and I will fly to U.S. tomorrow. Try and pay the stamp fees. Then, if Mr. Wong do not make the transfer, they will arrest him immediately, without no excuse, since the fees will have been paid. And if you're Ann, that makes sense. They're going to get this Wong. I didn't say Wang. I said Wong.
No, they always get it Wong, though.
They're mistakes.
Really, 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 really. I got my chops busted, and you guys have a little banter with Wong.
All the expectations are different. Yeah.
Yes, we've definitely lowered our expectations in the last 10 minutes.
Sure, as hopefully the audience has.
They have.
Yeah, good. Let's see. This is to Anne from Brown. You think I am stupid man or what? Period.
You think I am stupid man or what?
No, I think you're a stupid woman.
Well, no.
No, it's
Brown.
Brown.
Apparently Brown's tired of being insulted again.
Oh,
why have you chosen to insult my personality?
Yeah,
so I can't shoot you.
I hate all the mails that you have sent to me, and I will file it. Uh-oh. Paperwork.
Oh, my God, into the trash can. Oh, my God.
Uh-oh, somebody's going to have a fucking file, and we're writing all this. This is going into your permanent record, Missy.
Yeah.
I'm filing it.
I spent money, too, for your friend James. And now you open your stupid mouth to call me a scammer?
Ooh, open your stupid mouth.
Best fucking foreplay ever. Mm. Open your stupid mouth. Ooh, that'd be a fucking fun scene. I like that scene. I just sent $100 to James, and all I get is insult. Should have got a receipt.
All I get is insult.
All I get is insult.
Can stupid you imagine?
Here's
T-shirt.
Here's $100. You're ugly. What? I don't want that at all.
Yeah, really.
Don't judge. Some people are into that.
Here's another 50. You're stupid, too. All right, write that down. Here's $100, and all I get is insult. I'll call it that. Fucking these ass. I hate sensitive scammers. Fucking buck really? Up. You got a job to do. I'm sorry your workplace is hostile. Yeah. Assholes. Well, it is never your fault. I did allow you to talk to me too much. That is why. If you know my position, you cannot stand and talk to me at all.
What?
He's not taking this anymore.
Yeah, I guess not.
Mr. Davin.
Oh, there's four.
All I want is to expose them everywhere.
Oh, wow. Mm. Excuse me.
Sexy. I did send it to Big Black Cock. No, that's not right. It's a BBC. That's probably something else.
Probably, yeah, it's probably.
Probably the English.
Maybe
news
it's
channel.
A broadcasting.
Yeah.
Oh, that no.
British
that
Broadcasting
be.
Company?
Yeah.
Or Big Black Cock. Could be either one.
Mm. Big Black Cock. I prefer that.
She sent a lot of things to a lot of Big Black Cocks. And ABC before. They did not reply to me, and this is why. I do hope you can expose the truth, but not lies. So there you have it, kids.
Oh, wow. We did not do well on the roundup. Actually, I think that Lisa did really well because she called four on the nose for Mr. Davins. So did Joe's girl. But
good job, ladies.
Lisa picked no fucking liar, and she was right. And one fuck you, and we didn't get any fuck yous, but that's the closest. So I think Lisa called it tonight.
You've really gotten shitty at this, Pip.
You know what? I used to be better, but now it's all over the place. I never know who she's going to be talking to, and that really determines how she's going
to
be speaking.
It does. I mean, the conversations, you really get a lot of insults.
Yeah, you do.
When she's talking to the scammer.
She's all over the place talking to the scammer.
So I think you got to kind of hedge your bets. I think you got to figure, it's going to be an email thing. We're going to learn information.
Mm-hmm.
To pick a category from that and maybe a category and hope that she insults somebody.
Yeah, but the insults are all over the place.
Well, you know, she's creative. She doesn't want us to be bored.
Thank you.
Yeah, boy, is she. Holy smokes.
Yeah, really.
So that's all I got to say about that.
Okay.
Well, we learned a lot.
We did, because
we've learned where the fuck is Jimmy Jones.
I know. Well, I mean, her backstory has been all over the place, but now she's explaining a little bit more about who some of those characters are.
It just shows how deep this goes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, she was, you know, I don't think people really understood this until I got rolled up my sleeves and got in here with her.
Yeah, I really didn't know. I don't think I understood that the beginning of it was a business opportunity.
Well, we touched on that before.
Yeah, but it's like a business opportunity, and it was also like a love connection, and then it turned into like the gold bar scams. I mean, it just keeps.
They hit her with everything in the fucking book.
Oh boy, did they?
Yeah.
But I guess you would do that if you found the right mark.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, of course. I mean, she's so gullible, of course.
Yeah. They'd be like, oh, we're going to throw everything at you. And they had, and she keeps buying it. Even though she will realize that something's wrong with one part of it, but she's still buying another part of it. It's like...
And she has these moments of clarity.
Yeah, and it's frustrating.
I've always said that, and those moments of clarity always lasts like three paragraphs before she goes right
back
in.
She'll just go back and reread her shit.
Yeah. Yeah, if only.
Not right. Do you want to feel safe? Do you want to know that you or a loved one can protect themselves if they are ever attacked? Of course, we all want that. Zombie Martial Arts is now accepting men and women for personal instruction in hand-to-hand combat and attacks by an assailant with a gun, knife, or any other weapon. Never be a criminal's easy target again. Contact Sensei Russ Ferdico today and learn how to begin protecting yourself and your loved ones immediately. Email him at russferdico@yahoo.com. RussFerdico@yahoo.com. With training from Zombie Martial Arts, you can walk with confidence and not walk dead.
If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef-owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that will make Francesco's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet it is still elegant. Francesco's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesco's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesca's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website at francescos-restaurant.com.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. And every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail. And the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday. And on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. Their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the always popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Side-Splitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. Great show coming up on February 10th, Brad Lowry. Experience all that Portobello has to offer at 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or learn more by calling 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or by visiting their website, portobellonj.com. Hey, you deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
Sometimes you feel like a slice. Sometimes you need much more. A quick bite or a feast befitting San Gennaro. Giancarelli's Pizza and Restaurant is the place to go when you want to manja manja. Giancarelli's in Hamburg, New Jersey, features a wide variety of pizzas, including gluten-free pizza, as well as fresh seafood, succulent meats, delicious desserts, and much more. Giancarelli's is just like that great pizza parlor you grew up with. Eat in, take out, have it delivered, or have them cater your party or special event. See their complete menu on their website, www.giancarellispizzanj.com. That's www.giancarellispizzanj.com. Or call them at 973-823-9400. When you eat with Giancarelli's Pizza and Restaurant at 10 Vernon Avenue in Hamburg, New Jersey, you get wonderful food prepared by a great staff. Old world taste at a reasonable price. Nona can't always cook for you, so on those nights when she can't, make her proud and eat at Giancarelli's.
Side-Splitting Productions, all your entertainment needs. Side-SplittingProductions.com, Side-SplittingProductions.com, 551-404-3094, 551-404-3094.
I don't know. You usually say, Joe, do you have anything to plug? Well, I most certainly do. On New Year's Eve, I will be at the Smithtown Theater in Smithtown, New York. It's true, right?
It's true.
I right. know you did.
All right. Smithtown Theater in Smithtown, New York. I will be there with five other great comics, great dinner and show package available. Call 1-631-724-3700, 1-631-724-3700, or go to OvationTix.com. New Year's Eve, Smithtown Theater.
Side Sprinting Productions presents live comedy on Friday, January 6th in Oak Ridge, New Jersey at Casa Bianca Banquets. For tickets, 973-697-9704 and 973-697-9704. A couple things before we get out of here. First of all, our buddy James got some bad health news, so we're hoping the best for James.
Oh, man.
Yeah, a little setback. So hoping he rallies again.
Yes.
James was on our show a couple, a couple months ago.
Yeah.
Talking about how he was the first in a new protocol, cancer treatment protocol. He was talking about Obamacare, but something didn't come up the way we would have liked it to come up, so hopefully James rallies again.
Mm. Yes.
Our thoughts are with him.
Yes.
Yes.
Also, this is the last show of the year, so thank you guys for hanging out another year with us.
Yes.
Thank you, Joe and Pip, for doing this for another year.
Thank you, Davin, for putting up with us for another year.
It's part of parole. you do what you do. God, we've been doing this shit since 2011.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, we should be much better at this.
Absolutely.
But that's not going to fucking happen.
Right.
Yeah, no.
I don't think we're improving. Actually, people dig the fucking show. It's just a pain in the ass. Pain in the ass getting where we want to go.
Yes.
But that's okay. We like doing it.
Yeah.
So, thank you guys for hanging out. Have a happy and healthy new year.
Yes.
Wish you guys all the best. Try to stay alive. My best suggestion for that is don't get famous. Seems to be working out for the three of us.
Yes. Yeah.
That's
live a long and happy life.
And that brings me up to something that fucking annoyed me. I forgot to mention this.
What?
Well, there's always time for bitching on this show.
Of course.
Always time. It's 3 hours worth.
Noted. Now you're funny.
Yeah, now I'm funny.
After the plugs.
Funny.
After the plugs and on the breaks.
Yeah.
So another celebrity dies.
Right.
And the wife goes to me, I guess this is nice, but I didn't take it like... No, that's not what happened. No. The Robin Williams thing. Remember I told you I was watching the Mork and Mindy thing?
Yeah.
So there's the scene where Robin Williams is getting mobbed. He's at the height of his popularity for the Mork and Mindy. Can't go anywhere. He's getting mobbed and everything. And the wife goes to me, see, this is why I never wanted you to become famous. And I was like, oh.
And never. And we all know it was the act.
Not the point. Focus. Stupid.
Ouch.
Yeah. I'm like. Wait a minute. That's fucking hurtful. I mean, it's working.
Yeah. Thanks for your negative beams.
But that's,
sending away the fame.
That's a little bitchy, right? Like, I don't think it was meant bitchy.
No, it wasn't meant bitchy at all.
Oh, here's your dreams. I don't give a shit about them.
I just don't want you to get mobbed. And not be able to have a life.
Yeah, that's where it's coming from.
Yeah. Well, she can't. She knows you can't bear having two cleaning women in the house. Can you imagine if mobs were pouncing upon you every time you went out to just, like, buy some sneakers or something?
Often
it would be unbearable.
Often I do imagine that.
Yeah. Is that why you keep darting away from people that aren't there?
I do the Ricky Henderson. I go, but it's to invisible people. But I go, ain't got time for no press now, man. That's the Ricky Henderson thing. I just thought that was kind of a shitty thing to say.
I don't know if it was so shitty. It was brutally honest.
Usually when something's pretty brutally honest, it's covered in shitty.
Should be a plaque.
Who said it won't be? Yeah. I'll fucking sell that after the show. What do you think, Joe? That's a little shitty, right? Forget that it's my fucking wife who you all adore and like much more than me.
Yeah, it was kind of cutting it away.
That's hard to.
It's kind of cutting it away.
Use your imagination, stupid. We do and pretend you're amusing.
I noticed Joe's voice went way up into the stratosphere. Ah! And then went to go with that one.
A little shitty, right? A little shitty.
But I don't think she intended it to be that way.
No, certainly.
But that's my dream. Not to necessarily become famous. It's part of the thing. You do this right. You do this right.
Yeah.
That's, well, not necessarily. But I mean, if everything works out.
That's part of what you get.
Yeah.
But she's saying, well, this is a really, like, unfortunate part that comes with being famous.
And you want to know something? You're like me. You don't want to be bothered with people.
Don't you say that again. Oh, okay. I cut you off too soon.
You don't want to be bothered with people. No, I know. That's some ways, you kind of, hey, how's it going? Because I watched Anthony, you know, Cumier and Adam, you know, people come up, hey, how you doing? I was like, and I'll sit there. And I'm like, I go, boy, if I drop dead, nobody would give a shit. And I go, maybe I want it that way, you know?
Yeah, you're working at it.
Yeah, funny.
I understand, but it's not like somebody who supposedly loves you and knows that your dream is to get to the top of the comedy mountain go, well, I don't want you to be famous.
That's not what she said, though.
A little bit. She don't mind the rich. She don't want the fame.
Well, nobody mind. Exactly. But in this climate, people don't mind the rich, but the fame will kill you. The fame makes people crazy.
I don't think that's why they die.
Let me tell you something. I've got an estranged wife that has had her comments on there. Oh, your stupid dream job. Where has it gotten you? And I'm like,
in
really?
In my basement.
I'll tell you something. This shovel's going to get me 20 to life. That's what it's going to get me.
20 to life.
So you don't think she was out of line? Just fucking answer, stupid. We're up against the end of the show.
Yeah, she meant it. All right. You're a prick. The way you answer. Like.
I don't. Well, yeah, she meant that, but I mean, I don't think she meant it mean.
What do you think?
I don't think she meant it mean.
I think it sucks.
Sorry.
I think it really sucks.
Oh, well.
Well,
but I know she's felt that way. It's not fucking new.
No, but I mean, but the thing is that
she's actively working against us.
With the other forces.
Is that why everything breaks down while we're here?
No, a little fucking
your wife works.
No, she does a lot. She does everything to support. Well, a lot of things to support.
Yeah, but wait a second. I'm starting to notice a pattern here. How come the computers and everything breaks down when we're here? And what does your wife do again?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ironic. Huh. Isn't it ironic?
I don't know. I just think if you know that's my dream. Not necessarily dealing with the masses, because as you pointed out, I can't deal with fucking two people.
And he's looking at us.
No, I deal with you two just fine.
Yeah, you do. Most of the time.
Yeah, well, half the time. Anyway. Once in a while. Anyway.
Every couple of months.
Barely, hardly. Anyway. Not the point. I mean, I don't know. I was like, well, that's what I want. I like being recognized when it happens.
Yeah.
I like being recognized. I don't necessarily enjoy the conversation that follows. I think that sums me up.
I think so.
You know, like, it's like if you're at the hotel, you work at a hotel gig, something like that, somebody sees it as a, you know, at breakfast. Oh, you were very funny last night.
That's good.
I know, but I just want to crawl up into a ball.
Because you don't believe it. But they do. Yeah. They're the one.
That's funny.
No, I mean, like, I thought it was, like, really cool when I was in the Bahamas and I got recognized by somebody from the East Coast.
Oh, that's very cool.
Yeah, but I guess she doesn't want, like, 1,000 of those.
Right, yeah. Right. Well, because...
She's winning.
It's okay. Yeah. It's cool when there's, like, one or two or, like, a little group, but when people are mobbed and they think they want a piece of you and they, you know, you start getting the, hi, Devin, kind of fan, you know, like, the crazy people that want to, like, you know, break into your house to be closer to you, like, those kind of creeps.
But you want to know, so it's kind of fun and interesting to watch somebody start to gain fame, like Chris Roach. Chris Roach is a comic buddy of ours. Chris plays Mott on Kevin Can Wait.
Okay.
So when you do the shows with Chris, you know, and it'll be like the Thursday Sunday shows, like when there's six of us, seven of us, and we're all in line to say goodnight to people at the club, you see lines are now forming to say goodnight to Chris.
Nice.
Which is cool. Yeah, it's cool, but you know, it's like, yeah, it just, and I told him, I go, and he's a big guy, and I go, I hope you like fame because you're tough to hide.
Staying at Mar-a-Lago now.
Yeah.
That's so funny. I saw you put that on Facebook, and just coincidentally, I was at a Christmas party, and the boy who plays Kevin's son on the show, he was at the party with his dad.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he did a little bit of stand-up at the party. Yeah,
because it's easy, apparently.
Yeah.
Oh, the other day, I don't want to paint it bad. She just said, when you make it, this, that. You know, I want this.
Right.
Whatever. So that was nice.
Okay.
And I was thinking to myself, baby, it ain't happening. I ain't making shit. But it was nice. So, you know, it's not all bad.
Yeah. Yes. No, she would not be as supportive of this as she is if she really felt like, I don't want you to do this.
Well, there's no denying my talent.
No. Well.
Shut up, you. I forgot you were present.
Yeah, boy. Your eyes went,
don't give the rabbit pitbull fresh meat.
Uh-oh, Stupid's here.
Stupid just woke up. He was falling asleep for the past hour.
That's your soft underbelly for a second.
Yeah, I most certainly did.
That's like at the Rotgut gig when my old friend Danny comes, Joe Carey. And I'm like, oh, boy, thank God. And you're like, we're discussing this Tuesday. Yeah.
All right, guys. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, keep on listening.